Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And as advertised, I have Erica Sierra on the line right now with me to talk about Gabriel's Messengers. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
You had a special little boy, and in January 2012, he passed away, but his legacy lives on, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Let's talk about Gabriel. Let's talk about the reason that you have started Gabriel's Messengers and what this effort means to you.
Yeah. So Gabriel is my firstborn son, mine and my husband. He was a normal, happy, baby. He was growing large. He was like 99 percentile in height and weight. But I guess his head started measuring kind of off the chart. And so, again, the doctor didn't really think there was anything wrong with him, but she said just because it was a little larger than normal, they wanted to do an ultrasound of his head to make sure, you know, everything was fine. So we had had an appointment for an ultrasound, and they found that his ventricles in his brain were larger than normal, and it looked like something was blocking his ventricles. And that's when they referred us to a neurosurgeon. They had sent us immediately to the ER, did an MRI, and the neurosurgeon said that he needed to perform surgery to remove whatever was blocking his ventricles and I guess figure out what it was also. So that's when we found out about a week later, and this was when he was 7 months old when all of this happened. So, about a week later, they said that he had brain cancer, a brain tumor called atypical teratoid rhabdoid tumor, or ATRT. And it was, and still is, a very rare type of brain tumor, a very malignant type of brain tumor. So we were just completely shocked. You don't, I guess as a parent, I never thought that, you know, my son would get cancer or that we would have to deal with that, that he would have to deal with that. It was just the craziest thing. So I guess, you know, the reason I created Gabriel's Messengers was just to, I guess, get the word out and help people realize. I mean, there are so many kids in the hospital fighting cancer and all different types of cancer. So I wanted to do my part to kind of help.
How long after Gabriel passed away did you start Gabriel's Messengers? How long did it take you to get to the point where you could do something like this?
So I started Gabriel's Messengers, I think the same year that he passed away, but, you know, he passed away January of 2012, and I started the Gabriel's Messengers page, I think around like October of 2012. So again, it was just, at first it just started as kind of creating these posts to help raise awareness and share facts and ways that people could help. It kind of grew into something more. In September, I think, of 2012, we had a fundraiser that people would make baskets that just had like goodies for the kids in the hospital, and specifically the Aflac Cancer Center at Scottish Rite Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We would make little gift baskets and deliver them to the kids in the cancer unit at the hospital. And then I started doing fundraisers for different childhood cancer organizations like the Rally Foundation for Childhood Cancer Research in Atlanta, Georgia. We started doing fundraisers and we kind of got the word out with Gabriel's Messengers. So we were raising funds and we were trying to do things for, kids that were in the hospital, like providing them gifts. We do a fundraiser every year where we get them gifts for the holiday season, and we deliver that to the hospital as well. And then we also have something that we do called Random Acts of Kindness, just in memory of Gabriel, to, you know, just keep his memory alive. I guess the reason I started it was because I felt like since Gabriel passed away, that I, as a mother, I couldn't take care of him anymore. And there weren't things that I could do specifically for him anymore. There wouldn't be, you know, birthday parties. There wouldn't be teaching him to ride his bike. You know, all of these things that you think of as a mother, I wasn't able to do for him anymore. So the thing that I thought to do for him or to keep his memory going and to honor him was to try and make a difference, even if it was small, just to at least do those things in his name. And that, you know, helped me grieve as well.
Of course, this year is unique with COVID-19. What are the challenges that you have faced so far as you prepare for this gift-giving holiday season?
We obviously, some of the fundraisers I've done in the past are in-person things, whether it was like going to a restaurant and, you know, the restaurant would give the proceeds to whatever, a childhood cancer foundation that I chose. But so I didn't hold any in-person fundraising this year. We had some online events where people could buy like t-shirts through the Rally Foundation that said, you know, Gabriel's Messengers on it, or just even, you know, monetary donations. We had two of those fundraisers, I think, so far this year. But for the gift giving, luckily, I've spoken with, my contact at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and we are still able to do the donations. So they just asked for just not as many donations at one time. So we're still allowed to deliver them to the hospital. We just cannot, you know, go to the Aflac floor to the cancer unit and deliver them. But I'm glad that we're still able to give because everyone looks forward to that fundraiser every year. I think that's the first one that I kind of started. And so we've been doing it, I guess it would be about, it's several years though now that we started it. So everyone's still excited to be able to give this year, even with everything that's going on.
Well, and I want to mention the American Childhood Cancer Organization and the fact that they recognized Gabriel this year as a Gold Ribbon Hero. and brought Gabriel to my attention, because I wouldn't be talking to you right now if it wasn't for them.
I know. I think that's so amazing. I don't even remember how they found Gabriel's messengers exactly, but someone contacted me a couple of months ago and asked to hear about Gabriel's story and Gabriel's messengers, and which, again, I just thought it was the coolest thing, because we don't have very many followers. I think most of the people that I've been able to reach, you know, or people that know me or know Gabriel's story from, you know, where I live or my town. But, you know, so to have that kind of exposure and be able to bring awareness to more people, I think that's amazing. And I was really happy to see that they were interested and that you were interested and that I could share it with even more people.
Absolutely. And speaking of sharing with people, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can support Gabriel's messengers. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to share, how you want people to connect, we'll share that. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Folks, right now we're talking to Erica Sierra. She's the mother of Gabriel, and we're sharing about Gabriel's messengers. I hope that you'll continue to listen in and find a way that you can participate in Gabriel's messengers to help this special effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you could snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Daddy, welcome back to the Mark White Show. We have Erica Sierra on the line with us. We've been talking about her son, Gabriel, and Gabriel's Messengers. This is the holiday season coming up, and this is an effort that helps young people, children, that are facing cancer themselves. I found out about Erica and Gabriel's Messengers through the American Childhood Cancer Organization, and I wanted to help to bring awareness to this effort, and I want you as a listener to find an opportunity where you can make a difference through Gabriel's Messengers. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you, as we talked about. Glad that the American Childhood Cancer Organization shared about Gabriel so that I could find out about him and this effort, and to help extend his legacy, to keep moving forward with Gabriel's legacy. And I know that this means a lot to you every year when you're able to give these gifts and know that these children are getting joy in their life.
For sure. Especially when, you know, Gabriel was in the hospital. It was nice to have, you know, people, you know, whether they were donating gifts or donating, you know, food, snacks, time for the kids. I mean, that was such an important part of our journey and kind of bringing us some peace, you know, just something we didn't necessarily have to worry about during that time. It was nice, and it was nice to see Gabriel happy, even with everything that he had to go through and all his treatments and everything like that. So I wanted to be able to continue that.
You understand firsthand what families go through from the very announcement of your child has cancer to the point where you lose your child due to cancer. And so Right. You have a unique experience that you're able to relate to families. And I know that people out there who are battling cancer, they need that support system. They need someone who can understand in some form or fashion what they're going through. And I can't imagine what a lonely feeling it would be if you didn't feel that you had anybody who understood what you're going through and that you're all alone. But Erica, you're the person Sure. who can say, I do understand to a certain extent. I am a person who has gone through this, and I can connect with you and try to help support you.
Right. Absolutely. I've connected with a lot of families and mothers through Gabriel's Messengers, just from people seeing a post somehow, whether, you know, a friend has shared it or something, and saying, you know, my son, you know, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. My daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and them just asking, you know, questions or asking how we got through it or sharing their experience. It's nice to have someone, you know, who understands what you're going through, because I think as a mother or a parent, it is the hardest thing to go through and not be able to take that away from your children and have to watch them suffer through it. It's a horrible thing, but it's nice to have support from somewhere, even in an unlikely place.
And we certainly don't want to leave Gilberto out as a father having to go through this battle as well.
Yes, he, I mean, the strongest man I know, and my biggest support system. I don't know what I would do without him or without him on this journey. And luckily we were both able to be there for Gabriel for every treatment that he went through. You know, every inpatient hospital stay, outpatient appointments. You know, we spent 6 weeks in Oklahoma for him to receive specialized radiation treatment, and me and my husband were both there through it all through generosity that people provided to us during that time. You know, and helping with, you know, paying for our stay in hotels or whatever it may be so that we could be with Gabriel during that time. And again, if I didn't have my husband to go through that with, you know, who knows where I would be at this point. He's a great support system, and he was so good and so loving to Gabriel, and we both miss him very much.
It means a lot to have other people, friends and family, to join in to show their support. And you even mentioned that for Gabriel's messengers, the greatest support that you've had to this point, and I'm hoping that listeners right now will move forward and be a part of this effort, but it started with people who knew and loved your family the most.
Yes, that's true. So when I created it, obviously my goal was to raise awareness for people who weren't aware of childhood cancer or the effects that it may have or the extent of it, because so many, like I said, so many children get cancer. But it did start off with friends and family and people in the town who knew about our story or had, you know, seen something about Gabriel in a newspaper or something like that. But, you know, it kind of has grown just from people sharing our posts and or making it public on Facebook. We do have a lot more followers now. Still could always use more to help support our cause. It's hard when you're doing fundraising, especially and trying to raise funds for childhood cancer research, when you're only ever asking a select few to help you with your cause. So of course, the more people that we can reach and the more people that see our posts, obviously the more help we can provide to kids who are battling cancer or, you know, in memory of kids who have fought cancer.
It's definitely the rule of percentages. I can tell you that firsthand. When I put out a fundraiser, let's say that I have 1,000 people that are following the Mark White Show. Well, you may get 1% of the 1,000 to help.
Exactly.
That's nothing against the people who are part of the effort. Some people decide that they can't help. Some people are unable to help. But right. If you're at 30,000 or you're 300,000 people who are following your effort, that 1% turns into a larger number and, of course, helps that effort. And when I try to bring people onto the Mark White Show and bring followers onto the Mark White Show, my goal is not to see some great number, but to actually bring on people who are able to help when I share an effort like Gabriel's messengers and let people be aware of it. I would rather have a lot of people jump into Gabriel's messengers and be a part of your effort and that you see it growing and you're pleased with the response and, you know, not discouraged, because when people start efforts, they don't need to be discouraged. They need to be encouraged. Mm-hmm. Seeing people support your effort is a huge encouragement and a huge motivator to keep you going and to inspire you to do even more.
Exactly. Like, absolutely. So there are times where, and I think it could even be associated with my grief almost about Gabriel, because obviously grief is a roller coaster and it's forever, right? There, you know, even though he's
yes.
passed away, you know, several years ago now, I still deal with grief. But so sometimes it does get discouraging, and especially again this year it's been hard fundraising because we can't have these group events or this interaction with people face to face, but social media does help in that. Fundraising is always hard, like you said, it's percentages.
Yes.
And so the more people we can reach, even if that doesn't mean every person that we reach is able to donate, the fact that people are seeing it or sharing it or even mentioning it in a conversation with someone, like, hey, I saw this post the other day on this you know, Facebook page called Gabriel's Messengers. Let me tell you about it. Things like that help the cause. Even if it's not monetary, it still helps. And that's my goal too.
Well, it's certainly easy to think that no one cares, but I certainly want you to understand that people do, Erica, and that's why I'm talking to you right now. And I want listeners to know how they can connect with Gabriel's Messengers. Social media, email, website, any information you would like to put out there where people can connect with Gabriel's Messengers, please do that.
So our main source getting our information out there is facebook.com/Gabriel's Messengers. That is our main source, is social media. We'll have an Instagram page soon. And I think all of my contact information is on there. I can always be messaged on Gabriel's Messengers and we'll reply. I share fundraisers and events through that page. It's the easiest way for me to get my message out. So anyone can go on that Facebook page and like it, follow it, and share it. And that's the best way to get involved.
We're talking about Gabriel, who is a forever one-year-old atypical teratoid rhabdoid tumor warrior, ATRT. And we're talking to his mom, Erica, about Gabriel's Messengers and this effort to help children who are battling cancer with the holidays, bringing them gifts and making their day a very special day during this holiday season. I hope that you'll be a part of Gabriel's Messengers, choose to be a part of that effort, and find your purpose in helping through this effort to keep Gabriel's legacy alive and to make these children feel better. Erica, it's been a real joy to have you here on the Mark White Show today to join me to share about Gabriel's Messengers.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for helping me share my message, and again, for just keeping Gabriel's memory alive.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to keep on doing that. And you reach out to me anytime you need any assistance, even moving forward towards the holidays. Let me know if there's things that I can do to try to help.
Thank you again. I really appreciate it.
All right, Erica, thank you so much. And tell your husband we appreciate him as well.
I will, of course. Thank you.
Folks, we have been talking to Erica, and we appreciate Erica Sierra joining us here on the program today to talk about Gabriel's Messengers. I hope that you will go look up the Facebook page, and then when Instagram comes along, you can join there too and find your place in Gabriel's Messengers in a way that you can help. As always, folks, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire each other. I hope that Gabriel's Messengers has inspired you today to make a difference where you can and to find a purpose in this life. I know that COVID-19 has affected so many people in a negative way, but it doesn't mean that we can't find opportunities to make a difference, and I hope that you will do that. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello, Kyla. I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.